I've been anxiously awaiting the time for Dr. A.P. Rilfel's DOA to join us. It's not every day he's available to audiences. Internationally renowned, Dr. A.P. has done extensive research on genetic alterations that have shown up in DNA, research that connects the world in ways never before imagined. Dr. Rilfels is the 21st century's recipient of the coveted DNAlien Award. I'm Robin Clare. Stay tuned. This is Tributaries. AP, welcome.
Thank you for having me here today.
I'm wondering, what is a doctorate of DOA?
That is a doctor of alienology. It is an area that is not very well publicized, but those of us that are specialists in this field are very intent on what we do.
And where did you study this?
I got my degree from the LaSalle Extension University. There was a very thorough program that took a number of years to obtain it there.
So tell us how and where you got started in your research.
It was back between the years of 1931 and 1939. I was working at Area 51 for Acme Janitorial there, and I came in contact with one of the leading alien investigators there, Dr. Billy Jean. Dr. Billy Jean was working on alien investigation and was a bit puzzled about the thought of how it could be combined with DNA research there.
And so where did you follow this through?
I came in contact with another gentleman, a Dr. Tai Dai, a Laotian investigator that worked at the GeneCo Research Center. He was working on a project that was known as the Levi Project, and he had found shifts in DNA but was trying to figure out what was causing them. I began working with these two gentlemen to put the information from both of them together so that it started to make sense at last.
What were these shifts that you found in the DNA?
The DNA has little links, as you can see on these graphs on the wall here, that they look more like sausage links there. And as the alien influences affected them, they look more like pork sausage links there. And they also, as you can see on the charts here, why they have a counterclockwise spin to certain chromosomes there. This is going opposite of what they normally do, and that is how we were able to track it down to what was going on there.
Well, I know also in looking at these charts, you can see the certain pitches of the various chromosomes, and I've read research that the pitch of the chromosome is the same of a lot of the pitches in the bells that they use in Tibet. Have you heard of this study?
This is true. That's what the monks in Tibet are actually doing a lot of alien work there. They've been subjected to alien influences for centuries, and the use of their bells will bring about these changes in the DNA.
Yeah, I hope these charts are clear for everyone listening.
Yes, they're with the various colors there, why it outlines it quite well there.
Now, you mentioned the counterspin in some of the chromosomes. Are there certain chromosomes in particular?
Yes, what this gives really interesting is that when the seventh chromosome is affected, why it causes people to be overweight. And when the 11th chromosome is affected, they tend to be a lot taller and tend to have a vegetarian lifestyle. And another interesting aspect of this is the people that are overweight tend to see the aliens that are known as the grays, which are short, fat aliens, where the people that have the 11th chromosome affected are taller and thinner, and they see the Pleiadians, which are of similar body design there.
Is this worldwide, and it's in the occurrences that we're finding these counterspins on the 7-Eleven?
It seems to be. So we're finding that they tend to affect people with a higher level of income there than they want to go after those people. The natives in various societies seem to be unaffected by all of this manipulation.
And is that part of the reason why they've landed in the Area 51?
That's correct there. That gave them easy access to the Los Angeles area as well as the Las Vegas, which both of those communities are pretty heavily affected by this alien influence.
Now, there's also something going on with the chromosomes of the 6 and 9 numbers. What's that all about?
That's a part of a cover-up by the aliens there. They say that the people that have the 6 chromosome affected tend to live in trailer houses, and the people with the 9 chromosome tend to drink beer more. And the most researchers are claiming that people that live in trailer houses or drink beer or both are a lot more likely to see aliens, but this is just part of a cover-up. That is not the actual truth of what's going on.
Now, what's the cover-up all about? Is it a government cover-up?
It is actually an alien cover-up there, and we first started investigating this back in January of 1956, and we formed an Operation Flannel to investigate this and see what really was going on. But they are using the media and other modalities for influencing people. And people that watch a lot of TV or play a lot of video games are a lot more susceptible to this alien influences.
Now, I've heard you did some of your own research by gaining a lot of weight and changing your body. Did that work so you could see the grays and then figure out a way to get away from the influence?
It doesn't seem to have a real big effect there. Although I did gain 175 pounds, why I was still only able to see the Pleiadians because of the fact that I'm a tall, thin vegetarian, why that's primarily all I was able to see. So these alien influences are a lot more intelligent than what we would think they are.
So what is the plan of the Grays? What are they doing here, and what do they want to do with us?
The Grays are here primarily because they have a strong desire to get various animal parts, and it's something that we just don't understand. But they're basically harmless to humans, but they do want influence us so that we can get more livestock growing. But then they're also helping us to, or causing us to spread various diseases that are going to cause the slaughter of a lot of these cattle so that they can get the various body parts out of them.
Well, Dr. Rilfels, this is sounding pretty scary, and I'm wondering if there's anything that you've worked on that can help these 7-Eleven people.
That there is. What we found is because these chromosomes have a counterclockwise spin, we use bipolar magnets, and these magnets have both a north pole and a south pole spin to them, and where it spins in both directions, why it can counteract the counterclockwise spin and put it back in its normal clockwise spin. But this seems to be the only method that will counteract the alien influences there.
So where are these magnets and who's using them? Is it a government project? Or?
It's actually a grassroots project. The government cannot be trusted to do something like this. And so what we have done is we don't want to cause mass fright around the world, so we've had to be covert in placing these magnets. And what we've done is place them in a lot of Buddha statues around the world, inside the Buddha belly. And as people get close to these magnets, they are deprogrammed of the alien influences there. This has been very effective, and we are working on using other statues in other parts of the world, because quite obviously the Buddhas are not worldwide, so we are doing other things there finding other statues to place them inside.
It's interesting that these statues around the world have been doing funny things. You know, they say that there's these Mother Mary statues will cry blood, or there's milk coming out of different Buddhist statues, and it's all just something to attract people, and then they get there, and then they're getting help from them.
That's correct. You have to make it more sensational or mesmerize it there make it so that people will become mesmerized and move closer to these. If you just placed it in an inconspicuous spot, then it would not have the ability to help as many people as what we're doing there.
Now, what if someone does not have a counter spin?
Well, if they do not have a counter spin, then they for the most part are free of alien influences there, but
and they won't be hurt by the getting close to a statue or anything.
No, that is the main thing. Objective we had was to make it so that there were no harmful side effects. We don't want to hurt anybody. If they have not been influenced by the aliens, they will absolutely receive no detrimental side effects from being close to the statues there.
And so if you have your 11th spin, counter spin, and the Pleiadians just want to help you, is it beneficial then to just hold on to your counter spin of the 11th chromosome?
That is a question that I guess everybody's going to have to decide for themselves. But the Pleiadians are just here to love us, and having a lot of love in our hearts is not a bad thing in a crazy world that we have today. So I would hope that more people would want to remain influenced in that direction. But we feel that we should give people back to their original state so that they can have freedom of choice to go in whatever direction they want.
Well, AP, I think it would be pretty naive of me anyway to think that there are only Greys or Pleiadians out there. Are there other kinds of aliens that are trying to influence us here on the Earth?
That there are. One of the better known ones are the reptilians, and they've influenced a lot of high level government officials. It's even been acknowledged in several different publications that the Queen of England is actually a reptilian alien, and she is able to project an image of a human-like being there. So they have affected a lot of people there.
Now, what are some of the obvious effects that they have?
Well, one of the people that are influenced by the reptilians have a desire to drive expensive foreign cars and drink expensive bottled water and wine, and they just basically have a desire to live a rather flamboyant lifestyle far beyond their means.
Now, their electrical body systems are also changed, aren't they?
That they are. They become where they're actually AC/DC there, and that affects it, the body, in a lot of ways, and unfortunately, it makes it really difficult for anyone to change them back once they've come under this influence. We've been researching for over 50 years and still have not found any way of reversing that. Once they become a politician, they tend to stay there for life, and it's a sad thing, but it's true.
Well, I know you've been working on a certain kind of electrical machine to try shock therapy of some sort to try and shift things. And what's their connection to computers then?
These same people that have been influenced by the reptilians tend to have a desire to spend a lot of time on the computers there, and they get a lot of their messages from the internet and other things that they are really not aware of. It's subliminal information being transferred through the internet there. So that is, it becomes an addiction to these people, and they spend large sums of time sitting in front of computers.
So am I correct in thinking that there's some kind of subconscious desire to find their own healing, and they're thinking that they're going to find it on the computer and with this other electrical equipment?
I believe that's correct, and they are seeking out a remedy for their influence because they know that the connection they have with the reptilians is not a good one, but it is one that will lead to their demise over time. They'll start doing immoral acts and things that otherwise they wouldn't have done.
Well, it sounds like rock stars that are smashing their equipment on stage and playing the loud metal music, they're involved in the same thing.
That they are. They've they've had this, these, what theirs tend to be more is implants that have been placed in their head, their little computer chips that cause them to act in irrational ways, and they are, by being famous rock stars, why they can encourage other people to do it, and that's that way the reptilians are able to bring about a change in a lot more rapid way just by using regular humans to promote the cause for them.
I'm assuming that the Greys and the Pleiadians and the reptilians are all working solo. They're not very friendly toward each other, are they?
No, they are not. They back on their own respective universes, they fail to acknowledge that the others exist. So it's just ironic that they all have taken such an interest in this one planet, but there must be something here that they are desirous of.
Well, I've heard that there's good news, that there's some different kinds of research going on and ways to try and make all of these means that the aliens are trying to use ineffective.
That there are. We are working on another project there where we are helping new parents have children that are are resistant to these alien influences, and we are referring to them as the orange children.
Weren't they first sighted in Florida?
That's correct. Florida has a high concentration of them. Southern California has some, but Florida has a lot more of a claim to fame in this area.
Now, it's part of the Levi Project now that you're using and using the Internet.
That's correct. And there's a website that has been pretty actively looked at there, and it's called hotfemale.com, and people can log on to that, and they will subconsciously receive the encoding for their children to be born to be resistant to these alien influences there.
And so it's a kind of an internet dating service that they get logged onto?
That's correct. And the way when they do get together and start a family, why the children are resistant to alien influences there. But what we've noticed about these orange children are that their DNAs look more like turkey sausage links as opposed to like the pork sausage ones that the aliens have influence, and where they have less fat in them, why they're less susceptible to the alien influences there.
Do you feel like you're making headway with all of these projects and work? What does it look like nowadays?
It is really exciting what the future holds for us. There are many new projects coming on board, and it is really difficult to find other people that are willing to devote their life to this type of research. It's one that you cannot disclose your work to anybody for fear that it'll get corrupted and turned around to be used against you. But we have been able to move ahead in a lot of areas. We've been able to, with the advent of these orange children, we feel that the future is going to open up where we can bring about a lot more changes there. The bipolar magnets are being mass produced now, which before they had to be handmade, and this is going to enable us to put them in a lot more statues, and you'll just find them all around the planet there now with various statues, and it seems like the ideology of the planet is where they're worshiping their idols or the statues. Why this is going to help us bring about the change that we are looking for.
So why is it that today you were able to finally make this information available to everyone?
It's has to do with a certain alignment of the planets there, and the aliens are on today is one of the few days that their communications with this planet are interrupted because of the alignment of the planets that get in the way, why they cannot communicate with their counterparts that are here on our planet. And so we have to take advantage of this one opportunity so that the radio communications will and TV communications will not be interrupted by us disclosing this information. We don't want those to be interrupted there, but it's just a rare moment, and we are very fortunate that you allowed us to be here to share this information.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much, Dr. A.P. Rilfels, for joining us today. And I'm wondering, is there a way that people can follow up on this information and perhaps get more information and use it to be able to help their neighbors?
That there is. We have a website that is very thorough in its information, and I think everyone will find it exciting to to check out. The website is www.aprilfools. And this website is just most informative, and you people will certainly get great benefit from it.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Ruffles.
Thank you for having me on. I hope to be able to come back and share more with you people, and we'll look forward to talking to you more then.
Many thanks, AP. It's not every day we get information like this. I'm not sure if he gave the correct website. Please write this down. aprilfools.com. For any guest information, to listen to archives and share resources, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks for staying tuned.